called the passive obedience of Christ. Passive obedience of Christ. Can never suffer. God became a man. His name is Jesus, who shall save his people from sin. Sin passed to all men and all sin, and we were under the wrath. Jesus became our high priest. He is our mediator. And all. Also, he was the victim. Usually the high priest and the victim is an animal, but Jesus is our high priest plus the victim. What if Jesus scratched his middle finger and some blood came? And here's my blood. And will for Jesus to forgive our sins if we scratch his little finger? And can we be forgiven? No? Confused? Both hands. Alright. Now, it will not qualify. It comes in. Passive obedience means he has to pay this. There is a law that is called the penal code system. It is a code of law for punishment of the penal comes from the Latin word or in Greek word pain. Criminal. If he's, you know, the first thing the law would do is to put him in prison as pain or give capital punishment or some kind of punishment. Now let me give you an example. Now if you go to the store, alright, let's see Joseph sees Gaetano. Okay, Gaetano. And you go to Gaetano in Tabula, steal some things and nobody sees you. And you steal 20,000 pesos of things and you wear a jacket and hide it. You give only one item. Then security sees them on the camera, they come and reason is you stole some things, right? Alright, come in. And you see the friend sees you handcuffed. And the friend asks, what happened? Because he stole things. 20,000 pesos of things are stolen. Get his pocket. Got, he got 20,000. Gives to the son. I'm giving 20,000. Is that person is free now? To go. And you were still confused. Is he free to go?
No.
Okay. No. Because he is a law and he needs to be punished. That he needs to be, that's called the penal code, where the pain comes in. Still he needs to be punished because he violated the law. And so the penal code comes in where he has come, he has offended the law, satisfied by being punished. Now, Jude 10:28, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister a ransom for many. Now, the ransom pay for releasing somebody who is in bondage. We were slaves to sin. We were in darkness and we needed a deliverer. Ask you one more question. To whom did Christ pay the ransom? Did Christ pay the ransom to Satan or to the Father? Thus, Christ released us. But Christ paid the ransom. Whom did he pay the ransom? To Satan or did he pay the ransom to the Father?
Father.
Who says to Satan? Okay. Why did he pay the ransom to the Father? If we were under the bondage, it was by Satan. Ransom to Satan, who is victorious. Satan is victorious. So, Christ paid the ransom to us. Who is the one who is the one who is hurting in a sense, offended the Father. And we owe a debt, okay? We owe a debt to God. That's why Matthew 6:12, the Lord, and forgive us our debts. Right? Forgive us our debts. Here, we have violated the law of God. God the Father really indebted to God. And how much is the debt that we owe to God? What's the price? Now, for God is infinite, right? Without a limit, right? It's infinitely holy. So the price is an infinite price from your pocket. No peso. God is not going to take your Filipino peso or an American. That's why 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18, Jesus paid the debt that we owed, and He did not pay with silver or with His precious blood. Amazing. Satisfied with the payment. That's why we sang that song. Filled with the blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Sinners, that flood, lose all their guilty stains. The dying see that fountain in His day. And we too, as wild as, have washed our sins. If you turn with me to Isaiah. Actually, this whole chapter is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ carrying our sorrows, yet He esteemed Him stricken, punished Christ on our behalf. We are the one who should be punished because of place. He took the wrath of God that's supposed to be on us. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. For our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. And go, verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. It pleased the Lord to bruise Him. He has put Him to grief when you made His soul and of His seed. We came from the seed of Christ. He shall prolong His days, the Lord shall prosper in His hand, He shall see the labor of His soul, what Christ did, be satisfied. God the Father was satisfied of the punishment. Amazing. That is called the passive obedience of Christ. What? The active obedience of Christ means that Christ kept all. And we study the imputation that to Christ or credited to Christ, and Christ's righteousness was transferred or credited just before God. And also we saw that where He had to go through the punishment on our behalf.